This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said on Friday advisors have told U.S. President Joe Biden the next few days of the evacuation mission from Afghanistan will be the most dangerous to date. Even after an attack in Kabul left scores dead, including 13 U.S. service members. It says the warnings came in a Situation Room meeting Biden held with national security, military, and diplomatic officials following the Islamic State attack at the airport in the Afghan capital. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement, advisors told Biden another attack in Kabul is likely, even as they prepared plans to strike Islamic State militants in response to the first incident, adding that U.S. commanders told Biden they have the resources they need. A top U.S. military official at the Pentagon said Friday the deadly attack in Afghanistan's capital Kabul a day earlier was carried out by a single suicide bomber at a gate to the airport, and there was no second explosion at a nearby hotel despite earlier reports. The Islamic State's Afghan affiliate, ISIS Khorasan, has emerged as an enemy of both the West and of the Taliban. Army Major General William Taylor also told reporters that U.S. troops wounded in the attack were now being treated in Germany. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the United States believes there are still, quote, specific, credible threats. Thursday's attack occurred during the U.S.-led evacuation of tens of thousands of people. The Taliban came to power nearly 2 weeks ago as foreign forces began withdrawing, ending a 20-year war. The U.S. deadline for evacuation is at the end of the month, which is Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.